Some husbands and wives are not content to merely be life partners. They want to be eternal partners. This is especially true for those couples who actually succeed in creating a little bit of heaven on earth in their marriages. Many of us know husbands and wives whose bonds of love seem to grow closer and closer over the years. Such couples are not necessarily commonplace, but neither are they rare. A man and woman such as this feel so connected, they just love being around one another. Some husbands and wives develop such unity and love for each other based on decades of cultivating a true oneness of heart and mind. They even come to look more and more alike in their physical appearance. These are true soulmates who would love their relationship to go on forever. And why wouldn't they? Wouldn't any man and woman whose relationship just keeps getting better and better want their love for each other to be never-ending? Millions are convinced that even after they die, their relationship can persist in the eternities, and that the two of them can actually have their own forever family. For such persons, nurturing marriage forever is more than simply a generalized longing to always stay connected. They firmly believe that they can be. There's a real difference, however, between saying we believe something and demonstrating our beliefs by our actions. Any couple who would ever hope to somehow live together forever recognizes that they must learn to live together very well in their daily interactions with one another. A blessing as marvelous as this would surely require a willingness to do whatever it takes on the part of both husband and wife. Those who would nurture joy in their marriage forever must learn to cultivate a thriving relationship over time, day in and day out, year after year. It's not a single goal that they pursue and succeed in, nor a destination to arrive at. Rather, to nurture their marriage forever is an ongoing process couples must persist in as they travel together throughout life. In some ways, it doesn't matter if a couple believes they can extend their relationship with one another beyond the grave. For those who are convinced this can be, they also know that the kind of relationship they develop now in their mortal lives will directly influence what kind of relationship they might share in heaven. Therefore, it's clearly in their best interest to do all in their power to cultivate a great marriage each day throughout their entire lives. For those who don't necessarily believe their relationship could ever continue beyond the grave, it still serves their marriage best to act as though this were the case. Doing what it takes to nurture a marriage forever, in reality, means making every day together a wonderful one.
Ultimately, the couples in both cases win where it counts, in the quality of the life they share together, day in and day out. In either case, they have created for themselves a heaven on earth by ensuring that their most important relationship in life is, in fact, a thriving one. Besides, who knows? Even the couples who don't have any conviction about life after death might be pleasantly surprised to find their heaven on earth can become a heaven in heaven after all. With couples in either case, the implication is the same. These are people who really want to apply the grow practice. They want to become all they can be in their personal development and as marriage partners. And they recognize that the best way to do this is to draw upon the help available from their chosen companion, beloved soulmate, supportive helpmate, and life/eternal partner. And to be equally committed to bringing out the best in their mates. Husbands and wives who do this experience great joy in their lives. Whatever your beliefs or hopes about the longevity of your relationship or life after life, we strongly encourage you to take your relationship to a higher level by learning how to grow together. Besides, any traveler is more likely to enjoy the companionship of his or her partner when both partners are growing.
Main ideas from the Grow Chapter.